Are you spinning plates?
I'm currently spinning plates, Wendy.
Good to know.
On the line with us right now is the NBA's all-time leading scorer, 38,387 points, Wendy, which is 38,387 points more than you and me combined. That's how many points Kareem Abdul-Jabbar scored in his NBA career. He is also, of course, an accomplished actor. Need I point to anything other than Airplane or Enter the Dragon? He is the author of the new book, Writings on the Wall. He is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Kareem, an honor to talk to you, sir.
Well, nice to talk to you.
It really is. Kareem, I have to ask you, the subtitle of your book is Searching for a New Equality Beyond Black and White. Please tell me that's possible. I like to think it is.
Absolutely, it's possible. But, you know, it's going to take some effort. You know, and a lot of times we expect things just to work themselves out and present themselves to us in finished form. And, you know, it's a little bit of laziness on our part where we just expect things to evolve. You got to, you know, put our own effort into that, and the guidance and vision that we have really is what makes these things work.
It seems hard to move forward, though, when every day we fall farther behind.
Well, you know, the reason that we're falling behind, I think, has to do with the fact that for just at least the past 8 years, Congress did not want to work with the president. They just decided that they were going to oppose everything he tried to put forward. And it really tied our hands up and made this gridlock seem like it's never going to go away.
I want to point out that Kareem is appearing tonight at Pfeiffer Hall. That's at North Central College. It's a 7 o'clock presentation. You want to go to andersonsbookshop.com. They are underwriting the event. Andersonsbookshop.com has all the information. Are you ever amazed that in 2016, we still consider the differences of our skin color to be a defining factor in almost everything?
Yeah, I do. You know, of course, it's a really old construct that it isn't really valid, you know. There's only one race, actually, the human race. That's the only race that's out here. All these other differences that we see in skin color and hair texture and eye color, that's just a random event. But we're all human beings, and we have the ability to work together, and you know we have to rely on that.
All right, in the state of affairs right now with this election that's coming up, you've heard about that, right, Kareem? There's just a lot of tension and, in my opinion, a lot of hatred out there.
I don't know if it's hatred, but there's a lot of fear out there. I know that. And people,
well, yeah,
when they get to be afraid of something, they kind of you retreat into like what you believe in, and it makes it impossible to listen to anybody else because you're afraid. We can't give in to that. You know, we have to get to the point where we have the confidence that our fellow Americans have some intelligence and some goodwill about them.
You have to have a conversation.
We don't move forward. There has to be a conversation. That's what happened with the founding fathers at the Continental Congress. Those different factions really argued and had differences of opinion. They had their own biases. But in realizing that, they took the time to listen to the other side and to figure out what we can do together that makes sense for everybody. And I think that's where we got to go.
Kareem, you had a golden moment there at the Democratic Convention a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to play this, and it's a couple of seconds long, but boy, there's so much said in those couple of seconds. This is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar just a few weeks ago at the Democratic National Convention. Listen.
I'm Michael Jordan, and I'm here with Hillary. I said that because I know that Donald Trump couldn't tell the difference.
All right. First of all,
they loved
that's
you,
hysterical.
Man.
That's so funny. Give us the backstory on that, Kareem. What went into that?
Well, basically, that was a joke that Kathy Griffin gave me. She said it's You should tell them that you're Michael Jordan and that Donald Trump can't tell the difference between you. They really enjoy that.
Yeah.
And I thought about it, and I said, you know what? He probably couldn't. But, I met Mr. Trump one or two times, and he goes around telling people he's never met me. He doesn't know who I am. So I figured Why not? Let's go for it.
Really? Because I thought Hillary was the one that lies. He points that out every minute.
I don't know. It's
just crazy.
It was a good moment, though.
What do you make out of this? This election is like nothing any of us have ever seen before. So what do you make of it all?
Well, I think, Mr. Trump is trying to get everybody to react to what they fear. And he's trying to collect votes by making people afraid of something. We can't do that. We have to have the courage to understand problems, and that takes a little bit of research and a little bit of patience. We need that. It takes some work to get things done correctly. And when we get to the point where we can do that, I think that we will overcome our fears and, as Americans, figure out what the best thing is for all Americans.
Yeah, gosh, I hope we can figure out what it is and get it together.
Well, that's my hope, and that's what I'm working for, and that's what I'm trying to promote with my book.
Writings on the Wall is the name of it, Searching for a New Equality Beyond Black and White. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and you will be out at Anderson's Bookshop. It's an off-site location, Pfeiffer Hall, North Central College, tonight at 7 p.m. And
Naperville.
It is in Naperville, correct. Yeah. Yeah, a beautiful venue. You're going to enjoy it there. And Kareem, I know we don't have you for a long time. I know we have to say goodbye to you, but just really quick, because we've never had a chance to talk to you before. In my opinion, Airplane is still the funniest movie that's ever been made. When you look back on your days there at Airplane, and boy, it lives on in perpetuity forever. It makes generations of people laugh. What are your thoughts about the magic of that movie, of Airplane?
Well, I think it kind of caught up with what a lot of Americans see when they go, when they travel. It's kind of the thing that some of those things that are joked in there are things that we wonder about our fellow passengers.
Sure.
We never get a chance to ask them the question because, strangers on a plane, you're together for 3 or 4 hours, and then you go off in your own different directions. So I think that's one of the things that you wonder about the other people on the plane or the people that work in the airline industry. What are they doing? How do they get their jobs done? And I wonder what it would be like if I tried it.
Sure. But I know you're part of it, so it might be harder for you. But when you see it, do you laugh just as hard as the rest of us? Is it as funny to you as it is to the rest of the world to watch that movie, Airplane?
Well, yeah, I thought it was funny when I was doing it. And, it's kind of amazing how comedies are made because you have to collaborate with people.
Sure.
The writers of comedy films, really, it's like 10, 12 people in a room, and they go back and forth with their different ideas, and they put it together, and I thought they did a great job with that film.
Boy, is it funny.
It is funny. Do you still laugh when you watch it? Come on, it's on cable. You don't turn it off, do you, when you come upon it?
I know all the jokes. It gets kind of old.
I guess it would.
One thing is great. Every now and then I run into some of your folks that were in the film with me. And, it's always nice to see them. And it's kind of amazing to me, that I was in a film with Ethel Merman. that my parents watched,
Yeah, that is
sure.
Pretty cool.
What's better than that? Kareem, an honor to talk to you. Again, that book is called Writings on the Wall by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. It's available now. You can see Kareem Abdul-Jabbar speak tonight at Pfeiffer Hall, North Central College in Naperville. That's a 7 o'clock start. AndersonsBookshop.com has all the information. Continued good luck to you, sir. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much. It was great talking to you.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
The great Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
He is great. Not a great phone, though, I will tell you that. And
well, he's very tall, so just to get
I would
near...
think a better reception.
Right,
he's closer to the towers.
That's so true. What's funny is I'm a huge basketball fan, and if somebody said to me, who is basketball's all-time leading scorer, he would not have been my guess. I would have put him in the top 10, but I didn't know he was the number one guy of all time.
Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed
that. He's just ahead of Moses Malone. He's 2,000 points ahead of Moses Malone. But I thought Michael Jordan might have had a better chance. Wilt Chamberlain, Oscar Robertson. There's a couple guys, Kobe Bryant, who's in probably fifth place or sixth place. But no, it is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, 38,387 points.
I didn't want to tell him this, but he's no Dr. J. I love Julius Irving. He's
Why
my
didn't
idol.
You tell him that?
Oh, you know, I played basketball in high school and really looked up to Julius Erdman.
Right, sure.
But Kareem Abdul-Jabbar will do.
Yeah, he's okay.
He's funnier right. than Dr. J.
I'll give you that. Just a little. But then Dr. J has the medical background.
True.
So
and I'm a hypochondriac.
Right. So that,
it works
that makes
out
more
well.
Sense. All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. A little after the news, we're going to talk to Ryan Burrow about all the destruction. I'm sure everybody's aware of what went on in Indiana last night. If you saw the footage or you've been hearing
scary.
The reports. Beyond scary. Everything that went down there last night is just so awful.
And tornadoes in the double digits.
Yeah.
That is so freaky to me.
So we'll talk to Ryan, and then in addition to Ryan, we'll have somebody that was kind of right in the heart of everything that went on in Indiana last night. All that's ahead. It's Bill Leff and Wendy Snyder on WGN.